A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, it's me, Ishan Akbar, welcoming you back to the only podcast that is exactly 9 minutes and 29 seconds long. We may be short, but every week we guarantee to give you useful tips from an inspiring guest. 929 is the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace where you can find all the talent you need in one place. This week's guest designs and builds beautiful custom-made furniture. His name is Chris Salamone, and he's the man behind Four Eyes Furniture. Chris has a successful YouTube channel where he documents his process and shares his woodworking plans. But while his woodworking plans are intricate and detailed, his career plans haven't been. And that's what he's talking to me about on this episode. So here's Chris explaining the freedom of not having a grand plan. So for the uninitiated, tell us what it is that you do.
So I build furniture and I make videos about building furniture on YouTube and Instagram and other platforms, kind of hoping to entertain people, maybe teach them a little something, and maybe inspire them to go build something.
Well, this sounds absolutely fascinating because you don't often hear of furniture makers, but now you're a furniture maker who's also in this quite modern technology of online. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? What happened?
So I got interested in furniture and building furniture probably a little bit over 10 years ago. Long story short, I found a night class where I could kind of get the technical skills. I had had no experience doing it. I did not grow up like a handy person or anything like that. Through doing that, I gained the confidence to push further down that path, started doing it on my own, started building things and selling them, more of a traditional route. All the meanwhile, like a lot of my education and things that I was watching for entertainment were people building things on YouTube. And at that time, I was just kind of looking at the space and I thought, you know, I feel like I can bring something unique to this space that isn't being served right now. So eventually just decided to give it a shot and see where it went. And 5 years later, here I am.
And before you started learning about how to make furniture, did you have a grand plan of what you wanted to do with your life?
No, absolutely not. So at that time, I would have been working on a master's, and it was not in the area where I had gotten my original degree. So I was kind of looking for different jobs that would take advantage of the degree that I had, which was in business. And I was, meanwhile, getting a master's in library science, of all things. Right. And I didn't mind it, but I was kind of like, well, let's just see where opportunity leads me. And I ended up finding a job in marketing. And I thought, all right, you know what? I don't really want to do this master's anymore. So let's try that out. And then getting that job and getting comfortable with that, all the while I was making furniture in the background and selling pieces, getting comfortable in that position then kind of let me look at like, all right, what's the next step? Am I going to go further down this path or do I want to try something bigger with this whole furniture thing?
What does having the freedom and not having a grand plan mean to you?
I think it, to me, means, you know, obviously it doesn't mean you're just like being willy-nilly and flying by the seat of your pants totally, but it's more, I make plans on the short term for maybe what I want to try to do next. But, you know, going into this, if you had asked me where I was going to be in 5 years, I would have had no idea that it would have been here. I'm happy that it is now. But if you ask me equally, where are you going to be in 3 years? Where are you going to be in 5 years? I have no idea. Like, hopefully it's something that's an evolution of this. But I think that it's important to move forward, maybe having a general sense of where you want to go, but not letting that be so rigid that it might deter you from a better opportunity that comes along.
You strike me as someone in this conversation who seems like you've got a very easy energy and you're, you know, you seem quite relaxed. Does that make life easier for you in terms of being the kind of person who doesn't need a grand plan? There'll be people listening to this who have every hour completely regimented. Do you naturally just have this inclination?
Maybe. I mean, so like I'm definitely a relaxed person externally and, you know, to family, friends, and anybody I'm talking to. Internally, I'm probably a little less relaxed. I don't, it's not so much of like a planning everything out, probably more just like anxiety or something, or, you know, realizing that whatever position I'm in right now, that I feel very fortunate and very lucky to be in that. And so there's always this sense of not wanting to squander that, just making sure that I make the most of where I am in life right now. So in terms of, does it make things easier? I mean, definitely not having every step for the next year completely planned out. I think it does, because like I said, especially in content creation, like brands aren't thinking that far ahead. They're usually thinking about the next month, the next 2 months. So if you plan too far ahead, you actually end up costing yourself opportunities a lot of time.
In terms of your looking back at your own career and where you've got to now, can you give me an example of how not having a grand plan has really paid off for you in a way that you just didn't expect?
Going into this whole thing, I really felt if you do good work, you know, maybe it's going to be 3 months till you get discovered. Maybe it's going to be 3 years till you get discovered. Maybe it's going to be 10 years till you get discovered. But I find that, or I've always believed that if you do good work, eventually it'll get discovered and you'll find success. So I really didn't worry about the little nitty-gritty details of everything and just made sure that my efforts, everything that I could put into it, I could put into just making the best thing possible. And that over time, eventually it would find success. And I was committed to doing that. And I got lucky that, you know, it was the right time and the right place to put out content that was a little different. Some podcasts picked up on it. They mentioned it. It got in front of way more eyeballs than I ever expected to early on. And very early on, I could see like, oh, this is going to be a thing. Like, and now I'm going to, as committed as I already was, I'm going to double down on this thing and keep going. I was, again, kind of lucky in that. But I feel like if I had this grand plan and I was like, I'm going to achieve this by this date and achieve X by 6 months or whatever, and then those things didn't happen, then it's going to derail me. Whereas like, no, the big thing is just make good stuff and it'll happen eventually. Like having a belief in that. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I believe it.
What's the piece of furniture that you're proudest of?
There's this one piece that I have that I've had a few different iterations of called Bad Larry. And that's probably the one that people associate most with me. And it's basically just any kind of credenza or cabinet where the top is trapezoidal shaped. So I'm definitely not the first person to have done that, but for whatever reason, people seem to associate that with me. So I feel like, I mean, iconic is a bad word to use. It's definitely not that. But if there's something that's associated with me the most, it's probably that. And I am okay with that.
Chris, I'd say you're an icon. Don't worry about it. I'd say you're an icon.
Thank you.
So what's next for you? I mean, I know you don't like grand plans, but do you know what's kind of coming up down the line for you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of the beauty in not having a grand plan is that I don't know. But if I had to say something, a big focus for us lately has been on more like long format plan content. So it takes a lot more time. It's a lot more work. It's catering to a niche within a niche, but it's been very valuable to us so far in the it's been about a year that we've kind of really started putting our efforts there. So definitely wanting to stay on that path. A big plan of ours also was to do in-person workshops. We launched those like literally 2 weeks before COVID-19 became a thing. So that kind of pumped the brakes on that and made us derail things. But it's something that hopefully at some point we'll be able to get back to and just kind of more variety in what we can offer and what we do to keep it fun for ourselves and give people different ways to interact with us.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time on 929.
Thank you for having me.
Chris had such an easy energy about him, which was very much in keeping with the lesson. But crucially, he believed that maintaining a relentless focus on making great products will lead to opportunities in ways and at times you least expect them. There's something really quite exciting about that, isn't there? 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a review. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.